you said to me.
Papa was a rodeo, Mama was a rock and roll band. I could play guitar and rope a steer before I learned to stand. Home was anywhere with diesel gas. Love was a trucker's hand. Never stuck around long enough for one night stand.
Before you kiss me, you should know. Papa was a rodeo. What a coincidence, your papa was a rodeo too.
Hello, hello, hello. We're back again. Silica Gel Slop Hour. Another midnight Wednesday, Thursday morning. The last one, maybe, depending on what I get next semester. But, final one of the semester, you know. Holiday season, about to go on break. It's the last time you're going to be hearing me for about a month. So, are we doing a special show? I'm deciding how special the show is going to be. I think I'm going to make a Christmas gimmick. I'm deciding that right now, to do a sort of Christmas gimmick. So I'm going to start with do a little John Cale. A little Child Christmas in Wales. By the great Welshman John Cale. That's what we're going to do right now. We're going to go into that lovely, beautiful song from Paris 1919. Classic, masterpiece, whatever. Just sit back, relax, enjoy. Awesome.
Halloween, we go.
We just heard Child Christmas in Wales by John Cale. And now we have a guest in the studio. Who's in the studio?
What's up, everybody?
Oh, wait, that's not... Which one? Oh, there we go.
What's up, everybody? It's Harrison.
How we doing? Wonderful night.
Doing... Honestly, today was great. Today was really, really good. I finished one of my bigger essays. Started working on the second one.
It's always good.
My brother got into his... gone to college.
Hell yeah.
Which is cool. Kind of Vanderbilt.
Oh, nice.
You know, yeah. So, you know, future rail baron on the horizon.
Future overthrowing the government of Nicaragua to establish some 19th century. Did you ever hear about that? Cornelius Vanderbilt got this random American dude to go into Nicaragua. He overthrew the government.
Is this Walker?
Walker, yeah. Declared himself a...
Great movie, by the way.
That's a great flick.
Alex Cox, man.
Great guy. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to say great guy. I don't know him.
His movies are super based. Movies are great. There's no indication that he is anything other than just like a cool guy.
Repo Man, Walker, what else?
Oh, I need to rewatch Repo Man.
So good. Anyways, yeah, final season. Kind of miserable.
Final season.
Kind of miserable. Once the show's done, I'm going back into Tish. I'm going to be there till 4 in the morning.
That's beautiful.
Very excited for that.
I'm sure that is exactly what your college professors had planned when they assigned you this project.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, if there wasn't an incident... I wouldn't have to be staying up that late working on it.
I have no idea what you are referencing. Maybe I'll find out in 15 minutes.
I've done some investigative reporting on the matter, and I'd like to present my findings in a public.
Yeah, I was doing some looking into it too, and I think that I've reached a conclusion.
We're gonna go. This isn't this one isn't holiday themed, but it's something I've been rocking with. We got some Thinking Fellers Union Local 282.
Oh, brilliant!
Classic little track. This one's Socket. Goes insane, goes hard. I'm just gonna play it. Let's go. Awesome. Enjoy.
Thank you.
We just heard Sakya by Thinking Fellers Union, Local 282. We're gonna...
Oh, you're wearing a Carhartt beanie?
What? Wait, oh, no, never mind. I forgot to... Oh, but just speak. It's gonna work.
Oh, you're wearing a Carhartt beanie? Name three local trade unions. Poser.
Tufts RA Union. They passed that vote. It was like 99-3.
No, so you know what? Here's the funny thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my RA freshman year was like very vocal about how they don't pay him squat,
mm-hmm.
and how like the only reason he was an RA was because the only way he could afford to go to college was if he got free housing. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so from day one, all of us were like, "Dude, you don't get paid enough." His entire rationale was like, "You don't get paid enough for this." Mm-hmm. So like, he just didn't like intervene many things.
Baller.
But yeah, RAs, the fact that Tufts shot it down is absolutely insane to me.
Well, at least, you know, at least Medford's stepping in, you know.
Yeah.
Big
well, I mean, that's the part that baffles me, is they knew they were just going to take it to a higher level and get it passed anyway, so why not just look like the good guy and pass it from the, and let it happen from the beginning?
Exactly. Really a lot of silly things at Tufts University.
Yeah, really a lot of silly things have happened in the past, the
administration.
Like...
administration. Yeah, exactly. A lot of silly things. We're gonna.
Yeah, we'll get there.
We'll get there. We'll get there. But another Christmas song right now. We got, of course, Xmas underscore Yvette 10 parentheses 120 by Aphex Twin.
Can I tell you
what?
I re-listened to this album like a month ago while I was writing one of my history papers.
Yeah.
This is. I don't know why I don't listen. This is one of his better projects.
It's great.
In my opinion. I love it.
I think all of his albums are great.
I particularly love the percussion on this one. I think it's really
insane.
It's crazy.
Bro cooking with them not really breakbeats. They're not breakbeats, but like they're fast.
They're fast.
All right, let's go. Xmas, Christmas. Let's go. while we let Richard D. James cook on this, we're going to do a little bit of a PSA right now. Do you want to... Is it
it's pretty serious.
Yeah, we can't do that then.
Is there one about...
Ladder.
Okay,
ladder.
Here we go. Don't drink and drive PSA. If you are under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way.
That's true.
A public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
We try to educate. We try to inform.
Don't do a... Oh, that's a major spoiler. I can't say that. Okay.
Major spoiler?
For a certain show that we both really like. That involves a character doing that.
Sopranos?
Yeah.
Don't do a Christopher.
Don't do a Christopher Moltisanti.
If you're listening to this show, I can spoil the Sopranos. That's fair. I expect you to have finished it by now. Any reasonable person listening. Okay, are we going to... Okay, Richard D. James.
It's Jover.
We're cutting you out. We love you, RDJ. It's Jover. But that's done for now. We'll get back to some... Well, more Christmas. This is probably the greatest. People are like, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? I don't care. Stupid, lame. Reddit argument. Reddit debate.
Very Reddit debate.
I'm talking about, is Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence a Christmas movie? Because that's what we're running back into now.
Oh my god.
David Bowie, Ryuichi Sakamoto, directed by Nagisa Oshima, 1983. Beautiful.
Now that we're on the topic of Christmas... Got anything fun planned for break?
Do I have anything planned for break? I'm literally just going home, so
that's sick.
You know, I see my dog. I get some bagels. You know, that's
Kipper.
Oi, Kipper.
So I'm going to the Keys, but I still have to write my history final while I'm there. So I'm just gonna like role play Hunter S. Thompson
in the
Rum Diary for like 3 hours every morning. Just wake up insanely hungover, go on the porch. Pound at my keyboard like an absolute madman. I'm gonna get super avant-garde with this essay. Proctor's not ready. He's not ready.
Blow his mind. He's gonna question his whole career, you know.
I'm gonna write the he's gonna retire on the spot. He's gonna say, no, I am not fit for this job.
Beach bum-esque.
He's gonna hand me the keys to his apartment and give me $2 million in cash.
Makes you a head of a history department.
I'm forced to move into
to Tilden. Yeah.
Oh, man. Shout out Proctor, though. He gave us free food today. That was sick.
Shout out, legend.
Legend.
I was watching the Morocco.
Yeah, I saw Ferentz score in the first 5 minutes, and I'm like,
wanted to kill myself. That was miserable.
That was miserable.
Anyways.
Today I felt Moroccan. No longer.
Today I feel Moroccan.
No longer. Today I feel migrant worker.
Today I feel gay. Today I feel disabled. Today, I feel a migrant worker.
There's no way the president of FIFA is a real person.
I feel like this is, there's a precedent for this.
I know. It's like every 4 years I see some stuff.
It was so funny, the game. It cut to the president of FIFA sitting next to Macron. And Macron is just sitting there in like the normal suit fit, like just like hunched over forward, like.
I think was it Beckham that they cut to who was sitting with like six heads of state watching the England France.
That's
matchup.
Just the entire Qatar royal.
That is so funny.
I love all the Ronaldo cuts when they get the cool Ronaldo, the fat Ronaldo,
the Ronaldinho.
No, that Ronaldinho and Ronaldo, the OG Ronaldo.
There's an OG Ronaldo.
The Brazil Ronaldo.
See, I'm still new to this whole footy thing. So
he was at like the 2002 World Cup. And,
dude,
like,
I don't know. Yeah. You could have told me he was from the 1958 World Cup, and I would have believed you. I didn't even know if World Cup happened that year.
It did. No, it didn't actually.
No, I can't. I can't count.
Actually, no, it did happen. 58. Who won in 58? I don't know.
Let's go.
Anyways, it doesn't matter. Music. We're gonna go. Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. Opening theme from Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence.
Brilliant film.
Ryuichi Sakamoto of YMO did the score. Beautiful. We're gonna go into it. Awesome. Amazing. Let's go.
Thank you.
Just heard Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence, from one of Oshima's masterpieces, Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. We have another Christmas theme song coming up. This one, right? So, what's Christmas about? The birth of our... I was doing a bit because I'm gonna play a song from the Last Temptation of Christ soundtrack.
That movie is excellent.
That's spectacular. You know what's better? Mel Gibson's A Passion of the Christ. That's
fully,
a joke. That's
I
a joke.
Fully agree. That's as a joke. As a Jew, I fully agree.
We love Mel Gibson in the studio. Don't
I
we?
I on behalf of the Jewish people forgive Mel Gibson.
Ooh, it started
not playing. For Apocalypto, though. No. That can never be forgiven.
Angela in the rehearsal maintaining.
Oh, my God.
Apocalypto is my favorite movie.
Was it Eugenio that showed us a clip from it? Was that the year we were doing the Aztec?
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. It was. I should have remembered that.
And, both of
and
us
he
like,
said it was, like, a great movie.
Yeah, both of us, like, died
And
laughing.
It was, like... I forgot about
Oh, my God. I can't believe I passed that class. That was definitely the closest I've ever been to failing a college course.
Shout out Eugenio, you know, with him.
Homie.
Anyways, Last Temptation of the Christ.
Go for it.
Amazing soundtrack. Peter Gabriel did it. Wait, sounds awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did the... Yeah. great movie, great soundtrack. Shout out Peter Gabriel. This one's... I don't know when this plays in the movie, but it's called Of These, comma, Hope. So let's go. Thing I'm gonna play in the background. Cool little thing there. And so okay, what now? Something I really associate with Christmas
is something James. I associate with honestly any time of the year, to be honest with you.
Well, it's James Bond, so I'm gonna play the Baby Tron song 007 because this is a Christmas song to me. So
I like your reasoning.
Exactly. So to me, 007 by Baby Tron off Bin Reaper 2 is a Christmas song.
I'm not gonna lie, I saw a clip from like some orchestra. It was like live scoring Casino Royale.
Ooh, sounds
man.
Sick.
Man, I don't know what it is. The James Bond movies just do something for me.
Just classic, you know, they nostalgic. Just
tickle some part of my brain, even if he is like literally a sociopath. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
That's part of the appeal.
Let's just enjoy some Babytron right
I'm
now.
Sure he cleared the sample. I'm certain he cleared the sample.
Danny G beat or whatever. Fuck it, let's go. Ooh, no swearing. Oh. Let's go. Doesn't matter. Let's play. Energy made this one.
Yeah. I'm scared of energy. He pulled up swerving in a vet. Being Reaper at the cell scanner, working in my tech. Beans in the trap, no cap, serve him out the red. Saks Fifth, Neiman Marcus shit, I'm splurging with a check. Groupie hoe, let me fuck her off the punchlines. Bend her over windmill, shit is dunk time. Chop a Justin Bieber, let it sing for the one time. Tender better party, please don't even try and up five. Finna use the CPM, bitch, I'm a credit booster. Wartime, pay my hitman, bitch, I invest in shooters. Not for real, 100 sticks, gon' need some extra troopers. Dog chain ain't passed the diamond tester, need to check his jeweler. Overlapping competition, I'm gon' need a gold medal. Bougie bitch with me, smoking Zai out of rose petal. 2022, I'm tryna fuck up Coachella. Pillow talker, doggy on the phone with the hoes telling. CPL on me, I ain't no felon. Chain water, reach for this bitch, I'm popping bro melon. I'ma creep up on them with the stick, 007. For my scam rookies, drive soft, that's a pro mess. I was scoring six in the city back with Javid Best. Treat his dumb ass like Draymond, he can't dodge the tech. Walking out of Chase with a smile, I just got a check. 3-5, I can't say it, shit, I'm out of breath. 100 rounder, 50 drummer, shit, we left this house a mess. Firebomb his whole shit, now it's house of death. Spent 50 getting round, that was just without the jet. On my way to East, Steak and Fleming's, running out the set. Shoot to Birmingham, shit, I'm finna go revive. Shot. Star player on the court, I'm higher than the skybox. Caught an eye shot, we done turned him to a cyclops. On the dark web, 201s, hope these slides pop. Highest hill in the booth, really I'm just freestyling. Crib far, drive to it, you gon' need mileage. Me, D, and James hit the runs, turned to three pilots. Hit his bitch on FaceTime, now he crying. Add cheese on his dumb ass, now he minus. Had to turn door off, cause I'ma keep swiping. Tryna catch up to Babytron, yeah, keep trying. See the boss coming to the counter, finna sneak by him. Chinese V-cut, turn me into Gogeta. B-22's cost the band, these ain't no feelings. Shit, bin master, scam star, all I know's Visa. Running up a check, then it turns into a whole cheater. Pulling eights, enough walkie for a 4-liter. She a whole cheater, you a dummy if you don't leave her. Bitch bad, blocking shots like a goalkeeper. Got it out the mud on my dolo, ain't need no teacher. Yeah.
Hey, shitty boys. Oop, no.
And now, a special investigative report. From the Silica Gel Slop Hour.
That's the news noise. Breaking, Tufts University, bomb threat, called it Tufts University. Extra, read all about it. December 14th of 2022, a bomb threat got called at Tufts University, at Malu Hall, Miller Hall, Meyer Campus Center, and the Tufts University Rainbow Stairs. Students ordered to evacuate until further notice. No danger found. However, the suspect remains at large. No, okay, that's enough for the...
So, I'm in Page Hall at Proctor's Winter Celebration, and the two people I'm talking to both get a phone call at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's Tufts Alert.
Tufts Alert.
I don't get one.
I didn't get one either.
Interestingly. Yeah. And then about a second after that, both of them get a call from their mother being like, hey, did you hear? I don't get a call. And then so everybody's kind of like, yeah, I think this is our cue to go back. And then I just kind of call my mom and I'm like, Mom, this is hilarious. Something crazy is happening. There are helicopters everywhere.
Like,
just trying to bait her into calling me.
Not for a second did I believe it was a real...
No, not for a second.
But yeah, so...
Because the second I heard it was Baloo, Miller, Campus Center, and Rainbow, I was like...
Baloo, like, there's nothing in Baloo.
There is literally, like, 10 offices in Baloo.
Like,
I'm pretty sure they're empty right now.
And we've discovered... It's been leaked. The email that triggered the threat got leaked. And do I just... I'm going to read the whole thing.
Oh, I want to read it, man. Let's do it. No, you do it. Dramatic reading.
Okay.
I'll ad-lib it with beeps.
Hold on. I need... I'm going to put something over it, you know. I'm going to put the Aphex Twin over it. Let's see. Okay. So...
And now, a dramatic reading.
On the Silica Gel Slop Hour. Of...
The worst Bob threat ever written.
From Skipper Badenhorst. Tufts University continues to fuel anti-white racism in this country. by having access to bleep courses like Unpack Whiteness. That's not a course.
That's not a course.
That's not a course. That's a
pro. Well, no, we'll get to that. We'll get
to that. Which is anti-white propaganda. This is causing division in our country, and we are beeping sick of beep beep. We are a multiracial group who doesn't want white people to be treated like beep, nor do we want those white people who are treated like beep to take it out on us. Beep you and anyone who divides us based on race, gender, sexuality, or whatever. I'm so tired of this beep. We placed, I'm not going to say that on air, in Tufts University. We don't want anyone to die. We are just here to send a message. Evacuate now. The bomb, the things
the,
are,
the devices.
The devices are placed in the following locations. Miller Hall, Ballou Hall, Maier Campus Center, Tufts University, Rainbow Steps, which I've heard every single person on campus I've heard refer to as full Tufts University Rainbow Steps.
So here at the Silica Gel Slop Hour, we have conducted a little bit of cursory research to try to figure out who is at
first,
the bottom of this.
The name on the email, Skipper Badenhorst. If you Google that, you will find a second division South African rugby player active in the 2000s. So, what are you? What are you beckoning at? You'll find a second division South African rugby player active in the 2000s. You know, really unsure whether. I doubt that's the real guy.
So here's the reasoning, right? Second division rugby player. Who knows
South
about
Africa.
That? South African. Who knows about that? Probably some old dude in South Africa.
Or some other just country that's big into rugby. So England, Australia, that's it.
Okay, so not the United States.
Not the United States.
However, we were discussing this during one of the songs. The way the letter is written screams edgy
child.
14,
edgy child.
15-year-old child, basically. So,
complaining about like anti-white discrimination.
And
so, you
here's
know,
the fascinating thing: there, Tufts did hold something called Unpacking Whiteness, but it was a speaking event for staff and faculty.
Exactly, not a student, not a course,
not a course.
So they clearly don't go here. Judging by the wording, they don't go here.
I would say we could rule out the student body.
Exactly.
I would say we could rule out the student body.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, I don't know if we should go into prime suspects, but...
Well, here's the thing, right? Here's the major piece of evidence I want to add. Unpacking Whiteness. You look it up, 2 months ago, a Daily Heil article, dailyheil.co.uk. I'm sorry, dailymail.co.uk.
Was it 2 years ago, right?
2 months ago.
Oh,
so
that changes things. I thought it was 2 years ago.
2 months ago, dailyheil.co.uk article. Talking about Unpacking Whiteness, about how it shows how backwards and evil and anti-white racist American institutions like Tufts University are, particularly Tufts University. So I think it's either a white South African who's really into rugby, who picked that name because they know the guy, because like they know of him, who found the article, or an English person similar, really into rugby, know the guy, because Daily Mail is of course an English publication.
You see, I like the sound of that, but here's my theory.
Mm-mm.
You know where else Daily Heil articles appear on?
How?
Snapchat.
Do they appear on? I'm not on Snapchat.
Yes, there is a Snapchat Daily Mail story.
Oh.
What's the prime Snapchat demographic?
Children.
Children.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I see it.
So, my theory is you got some... I hate saying the term red-pilled. You got some red-pilled 14-year-old, 15-year-old who goes to, like, Medford or Somerville High, scrolling through Snapchat one day, sees this... Then he goes, you know, right-wing platforms. Kids probably watching Nick Fuentes, Steven Crowder, those, you know, those people.
Mm-hmm.
Gets a little bit radicalized and decides, I'm going to do a funny thing, and I'm going to email.
I want to play this in the background. Tell you say keep...
See, so, for it to be a South African would be hilarious.
That would be hilarious. Because my thing is, like, it looks like something that a boomer would share on, like... Facebook.
It does, but the way it's written just is. You see,
like illiterate boomers write like that in like angry Facebook comments too.
No,
sometimes.
They at least have punctuation and they capitalize stuff more. I feel like it's more like.
Say none, bunch of arrogant bastards.
Basically, what I'm saying is we should be aiding in this investigation. So
exactly.
I think we need to
figure out what's going on.
No,
I think
so here's what I'm curious about that I haven't Googled yet. What is gmx.com?
I don't know.
That's where the email came from. Oh, it's like a throwaway email.
Or the funniest possible answer is that it's literally the rugby player Skipper Badenhorst.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to run with that.
I don't have LinkedIn, but I found his LinkedIn profile.
Okay, so here, GMX.com is either German, English, Spanish, or French. So that limits it slightly. It's not Spanish or French. Not German, I doubt.
So it's English.
It's English.
He's an English guy. Tory pensioner from Norwich, whose parents don't, whose family, not parents, whose children and don't speak to him anymore and divorced.
One of the more interesting parts of the letter that I find is the, we are a multiracial group.
I mean, it's one guy. There's no group.
Yeah. It's like those conservatives who are like, I'm not racist.
No, it's like we got three Anglos and an Irish.
Multiracial. Throw a Welsh dude there. Sheep farmer there. Oh man.
Man.
This really was not what I was how I was expecting the semester to end.
Exactly, you know. Wacky threat.
Bro pulled a Frank Reynolds. Is it bad that's immediately what comes to mind is the Thunder
no,
episode?
No, that's what I thought. That's the first... Because obviously fake. My first thought, you know, final season. Someone trying to get out of something.
No, there's... I thought that for like half a second that I was like, there's
no way. I didn't think anyone would be stupid enough to do it. But like,
just fake a COVID test or something.
Exactly.
If you're gonna go that route.
I don't know.
Do something that's not going to like, you know...
serious legal repercussions.
Oh man, cause that's the crazy. I'm curious who this is, just because I want to see like what happens. You know?
I think they're probably English. You know, that's what I can gather.
They speak English or they're English.
Well, live in England. So
is that really,
they have a really pussy extradition treaty. So like, they extradite people to the U.S. over like the smallest stuff. So
I mean, that makes sense. I feel like if any American gets or like if any British person commits a crime against the U.S., they're just gonna get extradited, no questions asked.
Yeah. Anyways,
that's wild. It's wild that it's Tufts, man. I feel like Tufts is a pretty low profile university.
Speaking about anti-white racism, if you've been on this campus for more than 5 seconds, you'll know that is not a thing. You will know that it's the opposite.
Looking
like actual racist.
It's looking like a Dave Matthews Band concert here.
Exactly, yeah. It's like a Fish concert, you know?
Yeah, you know what? I wrote my paper on Deadheads for my music class, and I think my dad brought up Fish while I was on the phone with him.
Mm.
I don't get Fish.
I don't get it either. Kind of sucks.
It's like, at least if you're going to go and like do this whole jam band thing, at least the music should be good.
Exactly.
Fish's music is not good.
That Fish food, though.
Oh, we got some. Oh, they covered Roses Are Free, which I saw.
Oh, hell yeah.
Apple Music. Okay. Gang of Four.
Well, yeah, this is the final Christmas theme song because it's Return the Gift, so, you know, holiday gift, whatever.
Yeah, it's like you get a bad gift and you have to return it.
Yeah. Return the Gift, Gang of Four.
What is the deal?
What's the deal with Christmas?
Christmas presents without the gift receipt.
Anyways, yeah. Let's just go into it. Return the Gift, Gang of Four. Awesome. Dude.
You're on. send me evenings and weekends. Please send me evenings and weekends.
Sick little tune right there.
Oh my god, that's like when I receive a bad gift on Hanukkah and then I have to go return it. That's so funny, man.
The holiday spirit. We're doing the holiday spirit right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to prepare. We're trying to get, basically, the kid who lost our fantasy league last year, we're still trying to get him to go to an open mic night and intentionally bomb for,
for losing
10 minutes. Yeah.
That sounds awesome. That doesn't seem like a punishment. That seems like...
Oh, for him, it's like, he's like crippling anxiety about speaking in front of people.
It's so. if it's clear you're intentionally trying to bomb them.
Oh, he's not funny enough to pull that off. He would just get up and do terrible stand up for 10 minutes, which would be honestly funnier for me.
Boo, we'd just start booing him.
See, he's in Boston now, so I can get him to go to the next open mic night.
I'm in a post punk mood now. This isn't Christmas, but Helicopter Spies by Swell Maps. From their 1980 classic, Jane from Occupied Europe.
I gotta say, every time I come on the show, or every time I tune in, it's like that bit from I Think You Should Leave, where Tim Heidecker is just saying, like, Paul Bufano, like, the
go
king
get
of the touch
comedy
out.
Hour!
Like, this could be a made-up album, and I would,
Jane from Occupied Europe by Swell Maps is not a real album, I've been lying.
Yeah, that is fake.
I recorded this on Bandcamp, and I recorded this on, Audacity. I recorded
there
on Audacity
go.
2 hours
go.
Ago. So yeah, okay.
What, you don't just use the audio side of Premiere?
How could I forget?
Oh man.
Far more efficient.
Go, let's go.
Swell Maps. Let's hear it.
If you're calling it a post-punk classic, I'm excited.
Post-punk classic. Foundational Pavement influence, foundational Sonic Youth influence,
oh,
all
boy.
the greatest influence. Let's hear it. that's not good. I'm not going to continue that.
I'm not going to lie. The ability to do a good Bob Dylan impression is really impressive.
Everybody must get stoned. I can kind of do that.
I remember my dad one time was like, wow, Bob Dylan's really, he's the greatest songwriter of all time, and he's the worst singer of all time. And I was like, I don't think you get it.
That's why he's awesome. That's why he's cool. Makes him cooler.
That makes him cool. I've been on a huge, like, singer-songwriter kick recently. A lot of Townsend Zant.
Hell yeah. The greatest country
A lot of Leonard
man.
Cohen, a lot of Bob Dylan. All I feel awesome. Like it fits the kind of the vibe
exactly,
right
the
now.
The New England misery.
Misery, yeah. You can see why all these people were miserable.
Exactly. And this is why people call in threats to schools, because they're so miserable and not anything else to do.
Oh my god.
Anyways.
The jokes from this are going to be, I mean, like, obviously I don't want to joke about something as
side
serious
chat,
as a bomb threat.
Side
chat. I can't believe it just got posted on Side Chat. Like, who has access to that? Who got that email?
It was like a...
It had to have been like a dessert.
It was like a picture. Yeah, it was a picture of someone's phone screen.
So. Yeah, it's got to be like a diversity office hire or something.
Something like that. Not a diversity hire, like a diversity office
hire. No, like somebody
hire.
Somebody who is a student here who works for the diversity
yeah,
office.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, the wording there is could be a bit misconstrued as a bit.
let me be clear.
Let me be clear.
Let me be clear.
Finishing this semester on both a somber, and beautiful note. Rest in peace, Angelo Badalamenti, and rest in peace, Julie Cruz. Two legends, both passed this year. Well, they're both old, but yeah, still too soon. Both passed this year. Foundational in making Twin Peaks as great as it was, and indeed more Lynch stuff.
That
as great
show,
as it
that
was.
Show would absolutely not be what it is without the score.
Without Badalamenti, no, this
even,
is
not even close.
This is Falling by Julie Cruz, which she sings over the Twin Peaks theme. So I think it's good for both of them. I think it's a beautiful way to end the show for the semester and whatnot.
I agree.
So thank you, everyone, for listening to the Silica Gel Slap Hour these months. Hope you've enjoyed it. Tune in next semester, whenever it is. And stay tuned in for more 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. Gotta love Freeform Radio. Gotta love music. Love you. Awesome. Goodbye.
Keep it freeform. And enjoy.
Keep it freeform.
And if there's any South African listeners...
Hey! Ignore that. We don't condone that. We're finishing. Bye. Enjoy.